Now, I know dog week to me just means, because over the years, because I've got me 40s now, but over the years, just makes you realise how far we've come. And the message of assimilation back in the day was like, you know, assimilation means to be absorbed by the imposing society. And like, if anything, we've risen up against it, and that's what NAIDOC Week means to me. Like, our culture still survives, you know. It's in our blood, you know, it's in our kids, it's in the ground we walk on. To me, that's what dreaming means. And so it doesn't matter how you try to get taken away from something or how much something's obviously beaten out of you or stolen generation or racism and all that sort of stuff. Like, the unity's in our culture, it's in our blood, you know. There's been a thousand times I've been in different towns and just seen another Koori person or another Aboriginal person across the street and nodded and waved, and it's the connection, you know. But, you know where you are, and I think, especially NAIDOC Week, it's about unity and strength and just survival, you know. And then you go past that message of all that and you realise that the imposing culture or country, they try to take that out of you. But you look around the room here and even outside, you know, there's strength in each and every one of us. There's strength to walk forward past that, but not just survive, but to live. And I think that that's the most important thing that we carry forward from ourselves. You know, like a lot of the boys mentioned about being in jail. What you do really isn't who you are. You know, it's how you love your family. It's how you care about your cousins, and it's how you care about your people. That's what this is about for me. We all share that same history of, you know, deprivation, or just to go inside a town that's been created, you know, what were they called back in the day? Fringe dwellers, you know, weren't allowed in towns and all that sort of stuff. Now we're in the towns, we're playing football, and we're the best footballers in the clubs. I don't really want to rise and join them on or rise above them. I just think that being the way we are, doesn't matter what's in our pocket, just matters what's in our hearts. That's how we rise above them. Don't hold up against them, because they just don't know. So I just think that, like, I look around and we play footy in here. Like, even in here, we're the best footballers in the country. <you know? laughs> That's what NAIDOC and just being black means to me. Just unity, strength, and the ability to rise above any challenge.